This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Turn with us to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, as Leroy shares the Bible's unique formula for giving. Poverty plus joy equals generosity. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Earlier this year, I spent several weeks in the African country of Liberia teaching at a Bible college. The missionaries who oversee this college told me of a tragedy several years before when their house burned down and they lost everything they had. But the day after the fire, a little African girl came to them with a pair of well-worn canvas sneakers and gave them to one of their daughters. They were the only shoes the little African girl had, and she would likely never get another pair, but she came offering them freely, saying she wanted to help. The missionaries were overwhelmed by her sacrificial giving. It reminded me of Paul's description of how the Macedonian church gave in response to the grace of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 3 and 4 says, "Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints." The generous, sacrificial giving of the Macedonian churches became a stimulus to the Christians in Corinth. Let me ask you a question. If your giving practices were made known to the Christians in other lands, would your example be a challenge and an encouragement to them? Paul directs our attention to Jesus Christ Himself as the great example of what it means to give. In verse 9 he says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you, through His poverty, might be rich." In the next few verses, Paul gives a fuller description of true sacrificial giving. First, it is bountiful giving. "He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, but he that soweth bountifully will reap also bountifully." He also says that our sacrificial giving should be more than an emotional response on the spur of the moment. It should be thought through and done deliberately. "Every man, as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." Christian, if you have never done that, sit down and lay out a giving plan that honors the Lord in its sacrificial generosity. What better time than today, Thanksgiving Day, to begin to discover the reality of God's promise in 2 Corinthians 9:8. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's devotional guide. Daily Walk provides a helpful daily Bible reading guide and practical insights for your personal and family devotions. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy says, effective spiritual warfare demands the correct choice of weapons for the job. On Daily Discipleship.